bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I've discovered that people are lying.
Lying?
Lying how?
Lying what?
Well, they're lying about something that they shouldn't be.
Oh, sorry, that was just me. I just put eating a peach I put through as a nectarine.
Really? Exactly what I'm talking about. This is the Triple Threat Podcast, and I'm angry. I was explaining that I was quite angry.
Well, you're calling people out, James.
You know what I am.
But we don't know who's being called out or what for.
So, a couple of weeks ago, a grocery store chain stated that they'd made a loss for the last, financial half year or whatever. No one likes making losses, especially shareholders. Turns out, but I think people who shop at these supermarkets aren't to blame.
How? How are the people actually putting money into the system the ones to blame, James?
Well, I took to Twitter and I found out certain things. One person tweeted that perhaps it was all the times that I've gone through the checkout and pushed normal pumpkin instead of butternut pumpkin. One comedian of our communities, who shall remain nameless. Yep. Said, oh, must be all those times where I bought trust tomatoes, but put down normal tomatoes. What?
Ooh.
I always buy trust tomatoes because I like a good tomato.
And you're also trustworthy.
Thank you.
I've heard people do that with the tomatoes. They take off the stem. And so you put them through as the cheap tomatoes.
No!
Like the hydroponic ones, you take off the stem.
People can't be trusted.
Oh, James, I have a confession to make.
This is coming.
This is why we can't have nice things. If people can't use a checkout properly, they're probably charging us extra because of all the times that people are putting through the things wrong in the checkout.
Okay, calm your farm. What's going on, Jess?
You're looking uneven.
Look, uneven.
You're uneven.
Well, tell you what's uneven, my checkout balance, because I put through things as other things when I go through the checkout.
Boo! Easy with the booing! All right?
Okay. What are we talking? We're talking little things or big things?
Little things. You don't do anything. But it's just
like a pumpkin,
there's
a pumpkin.
There's such a difference in apple prices.
Are you saying that they're red capsicums when, like, they're actually yellow? Because they are very expensive.
Yellow's more expensive. It always goes through as green, James. Everybody knows that.
I didn't know that. So green are the cheap capsicums,
green are the cheap ones. Take that one home with you how you will.
Well, yesterday when I was at the supermarket, the red was cheaper, so.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah,
no, never knew that. But the way I look at it is,
I love how people justify theft.
Doing the work, so technically it's my employee discount.
Doing the work?
I'm the one scanning it. I'm the one scanning it. I'm selecting the form of payment. I'm putting the payment through. I deserve a little bit of a discount. They get their little card to scan in of 5% off or whatever. I want my discount too.
That's interesting.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Okay, well, I don't do this.
Okay.
But
I'm glad to hear that. Well,
I don't
what's
do it
this
except
but?
I did it once and it was actually on the weekend. Usually I've never done this until this weekend.
Did you do it by accident? Please tell me it was by accident.
Well, initially it was, and then I was like, oh, hold on a second. I was buying four rolls. I was buying a few things, including four rolls.
Yep.
And two were hamburger rolls and two were multigrain rolls.
Oh, they're all the same price anyway.
Well, you think they are, but they're not.
Aren't they just 80 cents?
80 cents, but the hamburger rolls were $1.20.
Oh, gosh.
And I knew that four multigrain rolls would be obviously cheaper, but also if you bought four, you got them half price.
Right.
But they had to be all the same rolls.
Oh.
So I pretended like they were all the same rolls.
Oh, God. So you got double discount.
So I got double discount. Not only did I get two rolls for 80 cents, not $1.20, I then got them all half price.
Oh, no, this is... Boo!
No, you can boo me. wrong. It is wrong.
That's wrong.
We've got a text in from Mick saying maybe I should come around with some handcuffs and do some arrests. Mm. I think it's a misdemeanor, okay?
Nah, Mick's a cop. He knows what he's doing.
I do regret that. And look, I only saved like $1.80, so I don't know if it was really worth it.
Rob's not.
Well, I probably shouldn't tell you guys about the time when
avocados
were through the roof. I put it through as an apple.
Oh my God, that's really bad.
Hey, it was like $6 for an avocado.
You
okay?
No more self-checkout for you. No more self-checkout.
Hang on.
I've got to do shopping today as well.
Out of curiosity, what are the cheapest colour apples?
Oh, well, depending on the day, Granny, could be $2.50.
No, I got pink ladies the other day. They were quite cheap. Mm.
So you put, like, all the Granny Smiths and everything, like, through as a
No, you have to do them separately. Lady. People, do the right thing.
I'm agreeing with you, James. I just want to hear what Jess does.
Oh, what? Next, you're going to tell me I can't eat the grapes as I walk around the shops as well?
Well, you can't.
No, but you can't.
What's the point of going to the shops?
That is a good question.
Free and cheap food. That's why I go.
That's true.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.